Research in animals shows that taking just a few doses of the popular party drug ecstasy may cause brain damage that could lead to Parkinson's disease. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on the study, which is published in this week's issue of the journal Science.
Researchers have known for years that repeated use of ecstasy damages brain cells that produce serotonin. That chemical affects an individual's thinking, moods, and sleep. Now researchers suggest the drug also damages other parts of the brain, the cells that produce dopamine, which affect an individual's ability to move.
We've always known that the use of ecstasy is a dangerous activity. It's sort of playing Russian roulette with your own brain.
Alan Leshner directs the American Association for the Advancement of Science, which publishes the journal Science. He's also the former chief of the U.S. National Institute on Drug Abuse.
The issue that's particularly new about this study, and frankly surprising in one sense, is that even very occasional use can lead to dramatic brain changes that persist after you stop using the drug or after the direct effects of the drug wear off. That says that even experimentation is extremely dangerous.
In the study, researchers from Johns Hopkins University tried to simulate the way young people use ecstasy. It would have been unethical to do the experiment using humans, so they used 12 monkeys and 6 baboons. Neurologist George Riccardi gave the animals 3 consecutive doses of the drug at 3-hour intervals.
What we see 2 weeks later, indeed as long as 6 weeks later, is that the dopamine cells, those nerve cells, their distant portion, the axons and axon terminals, are missing. There's a marked reduction in the number of nerve endings.
Riccardi says it looks as if ecstasy literally prunes the dopamine and serotonin nerve endings. Up to 80% of dopamine neurons were damaged. If human brains react similarly, he says, that would make ecstasy users vulnerable to the early onset of symptoms like those caused by Parkinson's disease. People with Parkinson's have trouble controlling their movement and often suffer from tremors. But this is a big if. If human brains are affected in the same way as monkey brains, and if the damage is permanent. Riccardi.
What we don't know is what happens to that dopaminergic nerve cell that has been pruned. Does that nerve cell regenerate over time, months, years, or is that damage permanent?
To answer that question, Riccardi is using high-tech scanning devices to compare the brains of people who have experimented with ecstasy to those who have not. Results are a few years off. Riccardi's study did raise another troubling issue. One of the monkeys died after receiving ecstasy. Riccardi says it could be the monkey was unable to metabolize the drug. He says some people may have that problem as well. At least 87 deaths worldwide have been associated with the use of ecstasy. A federal survey found that more than 13% of Americans between the ages of 18 and 25 have tried ecstasy. Patricia Naiman, NPR News, Los Angeles.